This is episode 5 of Miss M on Air. Welcome to Miss M on Air, a podcast about life and all the stuff that life's made of. Hosted by me, Miss M, Rasel Manahan. Hey guys, how are you doing? Welcome to another episode of Miss M on Air. This is our 5th episode, and my name is Rasel Manahan, Miss M. I hope you're having a good day. I'm so glad you're here to join me.
It's just you and me.
Anyway, guys, I want to thank everyone. Maraming salamat. Everyone who's been sending me messages and really good feedback. And I know I always start the show saying thank you because it is true. Every time I get a new like, somebody hits the subscribe button, a new subscriber, a new listener to the podcast, grabe, you have no idea kung gaano ako kinikilig, how happy it makes me and how it encourages me every time to just, you know, hit the record button and do my stuff. You guys are the best, I swear. And because of the messages I've been receiving, I'm happy to announce that soon I'm working on it. I'm coming up with a new segment. Nox, new segment. Oh my gosh, it sounds so accomplished. Okay, I'm coming up with a new segment where I'm going to be answering your questions on air, talking to you about them, because I've gotten a pretty good volume of letters, people sending me messages and telling me about, you know, their problems and stuff that they want to share with me and asking for advice. And so I was saying, whoa, sandali lang, teka lang. It would be great to answer these emails or these messages that you guys have. I'll have a new segment. So watch out for that and keep sending me your letters, your notes. I'll post the links in the description below at Instagram at Miss M on Air. That's MSMONAIR. And on my Facebook page, MSM, Miss M on Air. Okay? Anyway, so today I want to talk about the second step. Because I love steps. I love the how-tos of life. Yung mga paano ba to gagawin? Because, you know, if you think about it, it's going back to the most basic way of learning. You know, we had it easy in school. Kasi may structure eh. After grade 1, you know that you have to go through all quarters. And then there's grade 2. And then you go on to graduate from elementary. And then you go on to high school, and then college, and then that whole structure, you know there's a step-by-step process until you reach your biggest goal, which is graduation. Yay! Diba? So institutions are actually perfect. There's the gradual steps towards that thing that you want to achieve. And this is my sneaky way of convincing my younger audience, oy, you better appreciate school. Because seriously, guys, you have no idea how good you've got it now. But, you know, outside an institution like school, boom, wala na. You don't have a guide. It's good to have a guide to what you're going to do, right? People like me, who are just so imaginative and so dreamy and crazy sometimes, we need a manual. Paano ba to, di ba? Life doesn't come with a manual. If I have a problem or if I have a new project or if there's something I want to achieve, I like breaking it down into little steps that I can take, doable little chunks to reach that bigger goal. In my first episode, my first ever episode, I talked about the first step. That's when you convince yourself that you're going to do it and you actually do it. You've made that decision to do the thing, that big project, that one thing that always scared you, the thing that you saw in others and it inspired you. Yung nakita mo sa iba, tas sabi mo, grabe, gagawin ko rin yan. It's that thing that kept you up at night, hindi ka makatulog, you're thinking about it. You wake up, you look at your phone, you type it in your notes app, kasi ganun ako. It's that thing you keep telling your friends, your family about, or you don't tell anyone, but every night you pray on it and you believe in your heart that you're going to do it. And you've outlined your plans so carefully, so meticulously, step by step, or sometimes you don't even have a plan at all, but it's your thing, it's your jam, and finally ginawa mo siya. And if you did, congratulations. I'm proud of you. Very, 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 very good. I'm so glad you did the thing and you took the first step. Congratulations. So whether you open that small business or you ask that person out and he said yes or she said yes, or if you got the guts to apply for that job and you got it, or you enrolled in that class of your dreams, or you uploaded that vlog, video, or podcast That pitch that you've been wanting to make for the longest time to your boss or to your client, nagawa mo na. You nailed that audition. Kung ano man yun, I want to give you a virtual hug. Very good. You did it na. Galeng, diba? And, you know, surprisingly, after you do the first step, you're going to have a lot of adrenaline to keep pushing you. And you say, hey, I'm doing it. And you're powered by that adrenaline. Para siyang gasolina eh. That excitement, that fear, that vulnerability, you turn it into gas and it keeps pushing and pushing you forward into the unknown. And it's that same gas that keeps you going. But then, what happens, and this happens to me, when you suddenly run out of steam? Pag nawalan ka ng gasolina. You know, that thing that got you so excited in the first place. Nandiyan na, it's there in your hands. Hawak-hawak mo na, ginawa mo na. And then now you're like, okay, it's here. Parang tinatamad ka. At naalala ko, ito yung tinuturo sa atin noon ng grade school eh, sa AP. Habits to avoid. Dalawa yan eh. Manyana habit at ningas kugon. Now, for those who aren't aware, ningas kugon, what is it? Isa siyang sawikain. It's a saying. And let me read it out to you. Ang ningas kugon ay isang sawikain na nangangahulugan ng mga gawain na sa una lang masigasig, maganda, o magaling, ngunit kalaunan ay hindi na naitutuloy ang nasimulan. Dun, dun, dun! Alam mo, ito yung tawag namin pagka noon. I remember when I was in UP and when we'd gather together to play the guitar, of course, hindi ako magaling mag-guitar. Tapos yung mga hindi magaling, hanggang intro lang, intro voice lang. Dude, God, that's so old. But it's true, hanggang intro ka lang. Kasi you don't know the rest of the song. So parang ganun ang ningas kugon. You are just so fired up at the start, and then at one point, you don't have as much enthusiasm as you have for what you're going to do. You know, you're not as interested, you're not as excited, and you're not as motivated to do that dream of yours to continue whatever you started. And that's what I call step number two. It's the meh stage. When you're not feeling it, when you're feeling stuck, when you lose momentum. So what's next? I'm going to tell you how to keep on going after that first leap into the unknown, after what you start, what's needed. And to be clear, this is just based on my experience whenever I have projects that I take on. I've noticed that yung first step, yung momentum mo, lakas niya, and it's pretty strong. Matapang ka pa eh. You took all your courage, you threw it into being vulnerable and putting yourself out there. And then, pag naubos na yung gasolina mo, parang, whoa, pabagal ka na ng pabagal, and you keep making excuses. So you're not feeling it, you know, you're not as, wala eh, wala, nawala yung spark. It's not so exciting anymore, you're feeling a little fizzled. And so now, I'm going to tell you what my process is when I'm not feeling it. How do I show up for myself? And this isn't just at work, huh? This also happens in relationships. You're in that honeymoon period. You're just so in love with each other and you simply cannot get enough of each other. You know, you feel so happy together. And then it starts to feel like work, the relationship with a person, whether it's with a loved one or with a friend. Minsan may pagod na ako. I don't know how to keep going. So I've found that one of the solutions to remember is that it doesn't stop just at the first step. So you gotta prep yourself for that second stage. That bleh stage, as we call it. And the I'm not in the mood stage. And since I love using acronyms, you know, acronyms, yung Roy G. Biv, the mnemonic devices we used in school whenever we had to memorize something that was just so freaking hard. For the bleh stage, you've got to remember the steps of ARM, A-R-M. Acknowledge, remember, and move. Okay, let's start. Okay, so if you had a project and you were so excited and now you're just feeling not in the mood, you feel stuck, you don't know what to do, you used to go to the gym or you used to exercise every day and then now you simply don't even want to look at your sports bra or your gym equipment. You don't want to do it anymore. Start with A. Acknowledge. Be mindful. Don't attack yourself. Don't get mad at yourself. I always say this in my podcast because I believe it's so important not to hate yourself, guys. Okay, so you're feeling, what are you feeling? You've got to name it. Acknowledge it. And you have to forgive yourself for feeling whatever it is. What is it? Is it worry? Is it fear? Is it anger? Is it boredom? Acknowledge it. Because you have to name whatever you're feeling. And once you understand what you're feeling, you ask yourself then, what am I thinking that's making me feel this way? Diba? And this is super important. Sabihin mo sa sarili mo, bakit ko to nararamdaman? Because we all know that thoughts lead to feelings, right? And dahil ganito nga yung nararamdaman ko, ito yung ginagawa ko. Am I bored because in my mind, this is useless? What are the thoughts that are leading you to think that way? You know, I know this director who was really brilliant. He could shoot really well. He had an eye for seeing things on film, on camera, na hindi namin nakikita. And when he would make something, it would just be so amazing. The lighting would be great. The composition would be beautiful. And a lot of people admired his work. He was off at a good start. He was doing a lot of projects. And then dumating sa punto na parang tinatamad na siya. Hindi na niya ginagawa yung dati niyang ginagawa. And he was already there. He was, you know, he was gonna make it. He was a hot new name in the industry. And he just, for some reason, stopped doing what he used to do. And then I remember asking him once, hey, what's wrong? And he's like, I'm not feeling it anymore. Di ko na siya maramdaman eh. Nabubore na ako. Ayoko na. Sabi ko, yeah, but is this still your dream? And he goes, yeah, it's my dream. Pangarap ko to. Gusto ko maging isang magaling na direktor. Ang dami kong nagawang pelikula. And I'm like, okay, if that's your dream, then why are you thinking that you're bored? Why are you thinking that you don't want to do it if that's your dream, right? So in his mind, because he was bored and he didn't want to do it anymore, but he still wanted to become that really big director, not just in the Philippines, mind you, gusto niya talaga makapag-Hollywood noon, and we were kids at this time. And, you know, just because he was bored and he couldn't find the inspiration, he never went on to make another film, another movie. And whenever I still see him, he still tells me, pangarap ko to eh, gusto ko to eh. And I don't stop telling him, hey, you know what? You can do it as long as you stop thinking that you're bored about it. Because if you keep thinking that you're bored, then you're never going to do it. So first, you got to acknowledge what it is that you're thinking and you're feeling. Why do you feel bleh about your project? And the minute you know why you're thinking those thoughts, bakit mo naiisip yung mga bagay na yan? Then you can make the decision, okay, ayoko nang isipin to. I will make a conscious effort not to think this way. And I will move to the next step, which is R, remember and renew. I want you to remember your commitment to yourself. Bakit mo inumpisahan to in the first place? Why did you get this job? Why did you do this project? Why did you enroll in this class? Why did you enter into this relationship? It's because you made a commitment to yourself. Because I wanted to. Gusto ko to eh. So remind yourself about that commitment and renew that promise to yourself that you were going to do it. You were going to chase your dream. Yeah, I'm feeling bored. Yeah, I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling worried. But I have to remind myself, bakit ko ba to pinasok? Why am I working this hard for this business? Tell yourself your reason and then make that promise. And I will renew this promise to myself to keep doing it. So acknowledge, remember your commitment, renew your promise, letter R. And third, if you've already acknowledged what you're feeling and you remember your commitment and you renew that promise to yourself, time for letter M. Move it. You wanted to do this. So at this point, your brain is telling you, yeah, you did it na, okay na. Then it goes back to being comfortable. It goes back to taking it easy. And then little by little, hindi mo na nagagawa yung gusto mo talaga. You have to remind yourself why you wanted this in the first place and that promise you made to yourself. So what I tell myself whenever that happens to me is, you wanted this so bad you couldn't sleep just because of this. You still want more of this, right? You want to reach out to more people, so you gotta keep going. So I have to do the grind. I have to move it. You got to tell yourself, I'm going to stick to this commitment. I have the discipline to get me through this because there's something I want and I want it bad. And you remember why. So for example, if you're exercising, then do what it takes. Put in the work. If you were so psyched to go back walking every day or doing yoga every morning, and now you're like, I can't. Well, baby girl, I have news for you. You're going to have to put in the work even if you don't feel like it. Whether it's 5 minutes or 50 minutes, do something. Or a promotion. You wanted a job so badly. You wanted this promotion. You're not gonna get it. Kung uupo-upo ka lang. If you told your boss about it already, oh, ano na? Dahil lang sinabi mo, yun na yun. No, you gotta show him you're worth it. You gotta show her that you're the lady boss in training. Take that one small bite-sized goal that leads you to the bigger one. In relationships, remember how kilig you were when you were first going out, when you were chatting all night and you didn't want to put the phone down because you couldn't even stand hitting the end button. Yung sige na, bye, bye, bye. Ikaw muna, di ikaw muna. Gosh, I mean, oh man, remember when it was like that? When it used to be like that for the two of you and now you don't feel like making an effort. You're like, eh, tagal ko na naman siyang boyfriend eh. Oh, tagal na namin eh. He'll understand, she'll understand. Well, no, sorry, relationships aren't like that. You gotta move it. You gotta make the effort. So even if you're not in the mood, life goes on. It's not gonna stop for you. So you gotta put in the work. So you better remember the second step when you're in that stage and you're not in the mood and you're feeling stuck. ARM. A, acknowledge it. R, remember your commitment and renew that promise to yourself. You made a promise. And then M, move it. Do the grind. Go. Bye-bye, loves. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to Miss M on Air. Follow me on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, look for me on Instagram at MSM on Air. That's MSMONAIR. Have a good one. I love you all, and stay tuned for the next episode.